tested for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Breakthrough allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The investigations are continuing into a nursing home in Hollywood, Florida, where 8 people died after power went out and no air conditioning was in the facility. Here's Hollywood Fire Chief Christopher Pratt.
Generally, anytime you have a situation like this with no AC, extremely hot temperatures, it can exacerbate medical conditions, especially with the elderly. It's not uncommon to have heat-related incidents under these kind of situations. So it's really hard to determine right now what the cause of some of these medical problems were. More than likely, the heat did play a factor in some of these things.
6 Marines remain in critical condition today after barely escaping death during a training exercise in the San Diego area. More than a dozen Marines were on an amphibious assault vehicle when it crashed and went up in flames Wednesday at Camp Pendleton. Officials say most of the Marines had to be rushed to UC San Diego's burn center. Officials at UC San Diego would not say whether all of the Marines will recover. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is under an investigation for a request he made concerning his honeymoon. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Multiple media outlets are reporting that Mnuchin's request has sparked an inquiry by the Treasury Department's Office of the Inspector General. Mnuchin apparently put in a written request for a government jet to take him and his wife on their honeymoon to Scotland, France, and Italy earlier this summer. A department spokesman said Mnuchin made the request out of a concern for maintaining a secure method of communication and later deemed it unnecessary. Mnuchin is already under review by the Inspector General to see if he improperly used a government jet to catch a prime view of the solar eclipse.
North Korea is shooting their mouth off again about the sanctions placed on them by the UN. Here's correspondent John Clemens.
The threats were in response to the new restrictions on all shipments of fuel to North Korea and for a total ban on textile exports. According to Suzanne Schulte of the North Korea Freedom Coalition, the Pyongyang regime should not only fear retaliation, but its own citizens.
There's nothing that Kim Jong-un fears more than his own people. It's because over 30,000 people have escaped. Crimes against humanity are occurring in North Korea. And that's what Kim Jong-un fears. He fears his own people.
I'm John Clemens.
A heavy-duty electric truck is coming from Tesla. Founder Elon Musk says the battery-powered semi will be revealed next month near Los Angeles. Musk says the Tesla semi-truck is unreal, and it's worth seeing the beast in person. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski. He's the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. A lot of hot topics in the news that pertain to, everything that we do. Everything we do. Again, new listeners to this program, if you thought this was a buy, sell, or hold program, may I suggest losing money somewhere else? We don't do that here. Okay? That's a scam. And in fact, actually, I really suggest is that you go to a casino and gamble away your money there, because at least they'll give you a free drink and maybe you get a breakfast buffet. It's not what we're about. We're about proper financial planning. We're about understanding the world around us, understanding demographics, understanding what the world's going to work when, understanding where money is going to flow so we can position our clients appropriately. Big difference in buy, sell, hold, nonsense. Anyway, big topic this week, and we are going to get into it a little bit further on in the program. Obviously, DACA and immigration were a hot topic. And I want to make everybody aware of the fact that you cannot, okay, we as a nation, cannot have open borders and be a welfare state. Cannot be done. Sorry, just can't do it. And that's what we're doing now. It's exactly what we're doing now here in this country. We are a welfare state, and for the most part, we have open borders. Not going to jive. People will just come here, and they'll get the free stuff. Now, I saw this story this past week. It was out of Hawaii, where politicians in Hawaii are actually toying with the idea of having a guaranteed wage. Some of the Silicon Valley idiots are also saying this as well. Oh, man, it'd be awesome if we could just give everybody a universal wage. It'd be great. It'd be awesome. Right. Sure. First and foremost, that's willfully enslaving yourself. Willfully enslaving yourself. Again, these politicians and business people, they're not stupid. They know that if you get people there, it's, hey, coming up to you. I want my free stuff. I want my free stuff. Give me my money. Well, you're going to control those people. You're going to own them. You provide people their retirement. You provide people their health care. You provide people their income. They're going to do whatever the hell you want them to do. This is why they tell you not to feed the wild animals. At my house here in Long Island, I'm not kidding you. I feel like I'm an actor in some sort of bloody Disney movie. I go outside and the deer walk up to me. And I look the deer straight in the eye and I'm like, Fella, you're supposed to be afraid of me. You're supposed to run. I'm thinking about, maybe bringing a TV out there and showing Bambi to all of the deer. Maybe they'll get the idea that they're supposed to be afraid of humans. Somebody obviously fed those deer. Again, politicians know exactly what they're doing. And honestly, this is not a good thing. But anyway, what they're thinking about doing as well. And one of the reasons why Hawaii is thinking about doing this is they're afraid of robots. No, I'm not making this up. They're wary of, this is what they're saying, because they're scared of robots. Scared of robots taking jobs this is why they want to have some sort of universal pay. Could you imagine being somebody in, some poverty-stricken sub-Saharan nation, and you find out that Hawaii... Yeah. Vacation paradise in the Pacific. We already went over this on the program. Their welfare in Hawaii, it's close to $60,000 a year. They can move from some sub-Saharan
hellhole because, hey, America's going to have open borders. They can move to Hawaii and get 60,000 large. See you later. I'm going to the USA, Hawaii in particular. I'll get into that a little bit later. I want to talk a little bit about the economics of robots. There was a great skit on Saturday Night Live years ago. I played it on the program when I make fun of insurance agents. And I always make fun of insurance agents here on the program. I call them from Groundhog Day, Needle Nose Ned Ryerson. Remember him? Phil? Phil Connors, is that you? Yeah, that was a great movie. One of my favorites. But anyway, yeah, Needle Nose Ned Ryerson, insurance, and they had a skit that Sam Waterston did on Saturday Night Live. It was with robot insurance and old people fearing robots coming. And he talked about how robots eat old people's medicine for fuel. I mean, it was one of the best television parodies I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live. It was awesome. Awesome. And we have played it here on the program in the past. But anyway, robots. I want to talk a little bit about robots. Because everybody seems to think that these robots are going to take over the country. Nobody's going to have any jobs. And I'm here to tell you, this is some of the younger people listening to the program, been there, done that. Heck, I remember these scare stories back in the 1970s. Back in the 1970s, early 80s, they were talking about automation at auto plants and everyone was going to lose their job and it was going to be terrible. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about retail a little bit, shall we? Great piece this past week, by the way. Wall Street Journal by Greg Ipp talking about this, and he makes some great points. Anyways, he said, for retailers, a robot apocalypse isn't a science fiction movie. As digital giants swallow a growing share of shoppers' spending, thousands of stores have closed, and tens of thousands of workers have lost their jobs. And he points this lady, her name's Belinda DuPerry. She sold jewelry at a Sam's Club in Falls River, Massachusetts, until the store closed down. She got a job instead at Amazon, one of their fulfillment centers. And she got her job, and she's making $2 an hour more than she was working the counter at Sam's Club, where maybe she saw 1 to 20 customers a day. That's the key. Whereas she saw 1 to 20 customers a day at Sam's Club, at Amazon, she packs 75 to 120 boxes an hour that are then whisked off via high-speed automated conveyor belts to fleets of trucks that go out all across the region and deliver products. Now, obviously, this is a job that is more physically demanding, but she doesn't mind it. Now, the brick-and-mortar retail swoon that we've talked about here on the program, which was easy to spot. You knew, if you couldn't see this one coming, I mean, come on. There's been accompanied by a less headline-grabbing e-commerce boom. Now get this, pay attention. You're not hearing this anywhere else. This e-commerce boom has created more jobs in the United States than traditional stores have cut. Those jobs, in turn, pay better because its workers are so much more productive. Now, you're not hearing that yet, right? This demonstrates something routinely overlooked in the anxiety about the job-destroying potential of robots, artificial intelligence, and other forms of automation. Get this. Throughout history, pay close attention, automation creates more and better-paying jobs than it destroys. Reason simple. Companies don't use automation simply to produce the same thing more cheaply. Instead, they find ways to offer entirely new, improved products. As customers flock to these new offerings, companies have to hire more people. Magic! Ip in his piece, again, he goes back in time here. And it goes, robot apocalypse, obviously that's a modern expression that everyone's worried about. Millennials are scared. Oh my God, what are we going to do? Give us universal income. Give us money. Huh? 1589, Queen Elizabeth I refused to grant the inventor of a mechanical knitting machine a patent. for fear of putting manual knitters out of work. Yeah. In 1930, the British economist, probably one of the worst economists that ever lived, John Maynard Keynes. That guy is responsible for more folly, more bad decisions than I think anybody on this side of Paul Krugman, for crying out loud. Yes, John Maynard Keynes warned of technological unemployment due to our discovery of means of economizing the use of labor, outrunning the pace at which we can find new uses for labor. Yeah, that was proven absolutely baseless. It's an economist he cites in this piece from the Boston University School of Law. This guy's a real interesting fellow in the things he's done in his life. He's found numerous times, episodes, when technology was supposed to, I was going to annihilate jobs, right? But the exact opposite occurred. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. I find this stuff fascinating when we get back from the break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available right there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. Your Watchdog will be right back.
Trying to hide the pain.
Smart home technology, meet beautiful window coverings. Introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds has been in business for over 25 years and is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings. And Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So, now you can expect the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. Choose from an extensive designer selection of fabrics, colors, and textures from traditional to contemporary. Our smart shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get high style and expert service for every budget. Get smart shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store.
Where service is the difference.
We get it.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, Ghostbusters, the real Ghostbusters, the 1980s Ghostbusters. Actually, saw the trailer this past week for the latest season from, well, Stranger Things. It's a kid's show, but it's not really a kid's show, and I love it. But anyway, they're going to be dipping into that whole 1980s stuff. They're using Ghostbusters stuff. Anyway, I digress. Good series on Netflix. But a lot of them are good, too. Narcos, fantastic. Anyway, welcome back. Watch the Wall Street Show. We're talking about the people's fear of robots and automation and economic idiots. Yes. So we got this economist, this guy by the name of James Bessin. He's at the Boston University School of Law. And he's looked into it. He's found there's been countless times throughout history when we were told that the robot apocalypse was coming, that jobs were going to disappear, and yet the opposite occurred. I'm going to talk a little bit first about ATMs. Barack Obama. Yes, King Obama. Do you remember when King Obama talked about jobs not coming back and him saying bank tellers are not going to come back because of ATMs? Do you remember when he said that? Yeah, about that, Barack. First automated tellers were installed back in the 1970s. An executive at Wells Fargo predicted ATMs would lead to fewer branches with even fewer staff. And indeed, what happened? The average branch used one-third fewer workers in 2004 than in 1988. But wait! ATMs made it much cheaper to operate a branch. So what did banks do? They opened more. Total branches rose 43% over that period of time. Again, here's a fact. You might want to tweet Barack this. Banks employ more tellers than in 1980. And obviously their duties have expanded. They're doing different things. They're more relationship managers. More tellers today than back in 1980. This is why this Bessin fellow I find kind of interesting because he's done different things in his life. He actually developed a software program, an early desktop publishing program back in 1983. And basically what the software program did was it made typesetting and graphical design very, very simple, and it made it a hell of a lot cheaper. What was done before then is you had these typesetters that did all of this work. So what happened was Sears purchased his program in 1989. Sears, well, they fired. They fired 100 of their employees that were in that business that did that old-fashioned typesetting. And Bessin was worried. He said, what did I create here? Did I create something that is going to put people out of work? But some customers used his software to increase the number and variety of their publications. The supermarket chain, A&P, used Bessin's software to publish 30 or 40 versions of the weekly circular for Atlanta. They had different promotions, different neighborhoods. Bessin found that typesetting and compositor jobs, get this, fell by 100,000 nationwide. This is over the course of the 1980s. Fell by 100,000. But from 1979 to 2007, the number of graphic designers more than quadrupled to 800,000, which obviously makes up for the loss many times over. I've often talked about this here on the program. I wrote a column over 10 years ago entitled Even Blue Chips Die. And my point is that it's regards to managing people's money and their finances. And you may think a company is the greatest, most powerful thing now, but it might not always be. I actually talked about the Dutch East India company, which for 200 years paid close to an 18% dividend. It was the first company that issued stock. You could say that that was a pretty serious blue chip company, would you not? It's no longer. It's gone. It's gone. Back in the late 1990s, everyone is yelling and screaming, you got to break up Microsoft. Microsoft is never going to face any sort of competition.
Right.
Right. What did Apple do? Even blue chips die. There's a process. It's called creative destruction. Joseph Schumpeter, a smart economist, a great economist, talked about this. Is that when you create something new in an economy, a new idea, a new technology, whatever it may be, you're going to also destroy something else. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. This is how progress is made. And this is why you got to pay very close attention to the companies you own, because you got to make sure that they're able to adapt. I remember back in the mid-1990s, you started seeing digital cameras come out. And actually, again, Kodak was a powerhouse company back then. My first digital camera was a Kodak digital camera, but they were too slow to adjust. They were still hanging on, thinking that, you know what, we're going to still make money the old-fashioned way, and old-school photographers aren't going to go anywhere, and they didn't adapt fast enough, and they died off. I mean, granted, it is a disruptive course, but that's capitalism. And I get it. I know sometimes the people that are thrown out of their jobs are not necessarily the same ones that are deployed to the new industries. But the reality is, over time, it's a positive. And without a doubt, can we all agree that the world seems to be moving fairly quickly and new technologies pop up and things change? Ever more the reason that individuals need to stay abreast of what's going on. And life has to be a constant educational process. You can't check out. You can't check out. You've got to be aware of what's coming around the corner. And you've got to be prepared for it. This is the way of the world. I mean, all you Bernie Sanders socialists out there think that maybe you can put a stop to all this stuff and, you know, you'll be able to slow it down. But if you want to see higher wages, you want to see wealth creation, you want to see the economy expand, well, this is the only way I know how. Anyway, don't fear the robots, the moral of this story. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, our latest white paper on the retirement crisis, amongst many other things from, again, annuity help kits, you name it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I know in the case of FEMA and the case of Coast Guard, the job you've done is saving people and saving lives. But I just want to thank everybody, the first responders.
President Trump on the ground in Florida talking to first responders and rescuers who are helping the victims of Hurricane Irma. The president touring the state today to get an idea of the infrastructure damage to the state. The president said recovery will take a significant amount of time. While touring the damage, reporters asked the president about tax cuts and tax reform.
The wealthy Americans are not my priority. My priority are people in the middle class, and that's where we're giving the big tax reduction to.
More than a dozen soldiers are hurt after an explosion during a training exercise at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Officials say the soldiers, all members of the U.S. Army Special Operations Command, were taken to Womack Army Medical Center. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. Simple rules here I want to get to. I haven't talked about this for a while here on the program. I love talking about the simplicity of things, the necessity to have simplicity, and I think that that's a problem with our country right now, is we're not a user-friendly country by any stretch anymore. Take a look at the Federal Registry and see how many regulations that one needs to abide by and how many hoops that people need to jump through and how many agencies that they have to deal with and how difficult that makes it. And you couple that with the ridiculous tax code at 76,000 plus pages doesn't make the United States easy to use. And we all know that successful products that we buy, I always like to use the example of Apple, easy to use. Same thing holds true when it comes to investing. And lots of different ways that we've explained it over the years. And we talked about our little Mr. Miyagi rule with the bonsai tree, cut here, snip here, reallocating portfolios. But over 10 years ago, simple rules of the road. Simple. For individuals and their success. Rule number one, and again, this eludes many people. Jeremy Siegel, professor, I don't know if he's retired yet. I got to find out. University of Pennsylvania Wharton School. He was great. I saw him speak some 15 some odd plus years ago. He always gives credit. He talks about his little minions and slaves that he has working for him, all his grad students. He does a great job compiling information about assets over long periods of time. And stocks have outperformed every other asset class. It's not even close. But the reality, and most people fail to realize, is that the bulk of stock market returns over time have been due to dividends and reinvestment of dividends, dividend growth. Rule number one, and it's always been something that we've been big believers in, is compounding is the royal road to riches. As an investor, you need to utilize the best safe yields you can find, and you need to stick with them. Even Einstein called compounding the eighth wonder of the world. I'm shocked to this day, and we used to do it on the program to a little bit greater of a degree. How many people have never even played with a compounding calculator? And to see the type of money you can make over time, if you're putting money away on a regular basis and you start early. The reality is time is your most important asset when it comes to this. So I'm saying, find the best safe yields you can find and stick with them. Rule number two, and again, this may sound ridiculous, but it's true. Don't lose money. Don't lose money. Questioning this past week, someone asking me about Bitcoin and investing in Bitcoin. And I'm like, that's way too speculative. I don't get it. I don't understand it. To me, it's like monopoly money. And I think it could collapse at any point in time. I can't afford to take hits like that. No, I'm not going to take risks like that. It's a whole risk-reward model, which we've been talking a lot about lately here on the show. So don't lose money. Protect your downside. Again, you lose 50% on an investment, you need 100% to get back to where you were. And then that starts a vicious cycle, because then people start trying to make their money back quick and puts people further in a hole. Another simple rule is, want to think and act like you're already there. Invest like a multimillionaire or billionaire. Wealthy people, they're not pressured to become wealthy. They already are. They don't look to get rich quick. You get it? Don't do it. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Let compounding work its magic. Another simple one, too. Again, I didn't make this stuff up, people. It just works. Hold buy low, sell high. Yeah, buy assets on sale. Look for value. It's extraordinary to me that people look for value in everything. I got to buy a new lawnmower, and they'll wait a couple weeks before Home Depot puts that lawnmower on sale or whatever it may be. Don't you think it might be a good thing to do when it comes to your investments as well? Simple rules of the road. Not rocket science, no magic algorithm, no fancy trading software. Just, I can't call it common sense because it's not common anymore. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Or you can give us a call. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog. I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. All right. Yeah, little Rick Springfield. Yeah, the girls back in high, they used to love Rick Springfield. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. I need to talk a little bit about the BS that is flowing around out there when it comes to taxes and tax cuts and tax reform. They're not looking to put forth any sort of tax cuts. I want you to understand this. Hey, big story. Oh, the big six are meeting. Oh, yeah, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and Orrin Hatch and Steve Mnuchin. Oh, give me a break. Do you honestly think, people, do you honestly think that any of these, they're Republicans, they're not conservatives. Do you think that they want to cut the revenue coming into the federal government? Because in essence, that's what a tax cut is. A tax cut would be depriving the federal government of funds at that point in time. Now, granted, when you allow people to have more of their own money and allow them to invest it and allow people to do what they want with their funds, that in turn will increase tax revenue down the road. The CBO doesn't score things that way. They don't. So basically, do you think that you're going to get tax cuts, or do you think it's going to be something else called tax reform? Because that's what they're really talking about. They're calling it tax reform. What tax reform is they're just, it's these people in power looking to move things around. It's basically a game of hide the taxes. Hide the taxes. They don't want to decrease the amount of money that's coming into Washington, D.C. They don't want that at all. These are all big government guys. They want their money, man. They need their money. They are all powerful and knowing. So don't listen to any of the garbage out there that you're going to get any sort of tax cuts. Somebody's going to pay. Somebody is going to pay. Don't know who it's going to be. Someone is going to get whacked. At this point, it is what it is. That's what they're going to do. They may try to hide it in some way, shape, manner, or form. But who are you trying to kid? Do you think that they're interested at all in reducing the size of government? No. No, that's not what the Swamp wants. That's not what the establishment wants. They like their power. They like the way things are right now. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm disgusted. And you should be too. You should be thoroughly disgusted by the events of this past week. A debt. We got to raise the debt ceiling because that's just what we do. It's the right thing to do. You know what? Every single, and the sad thing about it is they call it a debt ceiling or a debt limit. There's no such thing because they raise it every single time. It's not hard if you actually had honest to goodness people really gave a darn about the country there in Washington, D.C. to get our fiscal house in order. Now more than ever, people, we need not only we need term limits, but we need a balanced budget amendment. We need to get these people under control. And you know what? You need to pay closer attention to who you're voting for. Don't look at R's and D's anymore because they're all the same. Same damn thing. All members of the Bushwood Country Club. Judge Smales, Dr. Beeper. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Yes, yes, I know you're hungry.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All righty. I'm sorry. We're going to have to talk a little bit about immigration. Again, this program is pretty much go-to. If you want to know exactly what's going to happen in regards to the economy, in regards to various different policy initiatives, we're the place you need to come to because we're right. We told you here on this program that the government cutting down on H-2B visas, guest workers coming into the country, would lead to more Americans being hired and wages increasing. And guess what? We're right. Now, this doesn't make me the smartest person on the planet. This just makes me, again, able to figure out math and I understand how the world works. It's unfortunate that everybody else in the mainstream media, everybody else out there is living in, you know, I don't know, King Friday's neighborhood of make-believe with Mr. Rogers. Of course this was going to happen. This past week in Politico, they actually put up a piece. This is in Politico, left of center rag. Donald Trump's hire American policies helped Americans get jobs. Now, they obviously went along with this and said, well, it was tough on a lot of businesses and they couldn't get enough workers. And listen, I get that they didn't give businesses enough of a time frame to prepare. But now, guess what? Now you do. And this has always been my issue when it comes to immigration, when it comes to guest workers across the board. No guest workers. Zero. Zip. Zero. Zilch. Nada. No guest workers. We do not need guest workers. We have enough Americans. If we don't have enough Americans, well, then you know what? That's what immigration is for. You cannot have two separate tiers for labor. Because, and especially when it comes to low-skilled labor. Because businesses are just going to go to whatever is cheaper. You know, a lot of business. Oh, no, we don't have people to work at our beachfront resorts. We didn't have enough time. Give me a break. Okay, listen. I was in college. You know, my buddies went and Cape Cod over the summer, rented houses together, and worked at various different resorts and businesses. Do you understand that that's invaluable work for Americans? Invaluable. You know the skills that it helps instill in kids and teaches them? Why have we gotten away from that? We got away from it because, hey, we'll just apply for some H-2B visas and pay below market wages, which brings wages down for everyone. This needs to be all wrapped together in regards to immigration reform. We need more people here in the country. Fine, fine. Make them American. Make them have to compete for these jobs at the same level as everybody else. Does that not make sense? And we've already gone over the whole H-1B visa debacle. Oh, yeah, we need all these computer science people from India. What a lie. I mean, we've given countless times where businesses firing Americans to replace them with lower cost foreigners here in this country. No, none of this is any good. Now, the big hullabaloo this past week, blown out of proportion in regards to DACA. Yeah. Let me tell you what really kind of irks many of us in regards to DACA. And you see this at a lot of the protests where you see these people come out there and demand. I demand this, I demand that. And you see them getting interviewed. They don't want any restraints on immigration. They want mom and dad to be legal. They want their grandparents. They want their aunts, their uncles, their cousins to be legal. And they're all waving a damn Mexican flag. How shall I put this? How about this? Screw you. You people with no class. How dare you come in protest waving your Mexican flag in front of our White House? If it's so great in Mexico, go the hell back. Make sure you avoid El Chapo's thugs on the way back. That is completely without any class. Listen, you want to get together as a group and say, listen, we were brought here to this country as children. by our parents? Can we find some way to get in? I mean, with some sort of manners. But no, no, no. We demand. Demanding what? This needs to be gotten under control. It does. We cannot have unfettered immigration into this country. We need to be able to assimilate people into this country. We cannot have amnesty. We can't. When was the last time we did amnesty? It was 1986, Ronald Reagan. 1986, Reagan issues amnesty, and you know what? He puts all sorts of rules down that was supposed to make it difficult for employers to hire illegals. Every single time we do something like that, we never follow up. We never follow the law. Bureaucrats and lawsuits and federal judges strike all the stuff away. They don't follow the rule of law. I've said here many times, okay, we cannot be two things. We cannot be a welfare state, which we are. We are a welfare state. There's no difference between the United States and Western Europe. We are a welfare state. You cannot be a welfare state and have unfettered immigration. Just can't do it. There is no way you're going to be able to make those ends meet ever. Just not possible. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available at the website. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I know in the case of FEMA and the case of Coast Guard, the job you've done in saving people and saving lives. But I just want to thank everybody, the first responders.
President Trump on the ground in Florida talking to first responders and rescuers who are helping the victims of Hurricane Irma. The president touring the state today to get an idea of the infrastructure damage to the state. The president said recovery will take a significant amount of time. While touring the damage, reporters asked the president about tax cuts and tax reform.
The wealthy Americans are not my priority. My priority are people in the middle class, and that's where we're giving the big tax reduction to.
More than a dozen soldiers are hurt after an explosion during a training exercise at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Officials say the soldiers, all members of the U.S. Army Special Operations Command, were taken to Womack Army Medical Center. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
A government agency is getting rid of antivirus software made by a Russian company. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
A DHS statement says using software by Kaspersky Lab poses a national security threat because of the company's reported connection to the Russian government. So all 430 departments in the federal government are being ordered to identify Kaspersky products in their systems and purge them over the next few months. Kaspersky says it's disappointed and it denies having any inappropriate ties with the Russian or any other government. I'm Chris Barnes.
To inter-